Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to episode 208 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Fade the Public Friday, everyone. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Hope everyone was able to sit around, hopefully with the fam, or like me, you hold up in your Burlington apartment in outskirts of Boston in Massachusetts. And I got to tell everyone, we did pretty good, the GF and I. We figured it out. We had our stuffing. We had our mashed potatoes. We did a little bit of turkey. She made an incredible yam sweet potatoes. What's the take on that? What do you call it? But a sweet potato like thing with marshmallows on top. It was incredible. But everyone, guys, hope you had a fantastic holiday. And it's been crazy the last couple of days. I missed you guys yesterday. Had to do a lot around the house. Let's just say that. But hope everyone had a great holiday. And we are back at it, guys. We are grinding here on a Friday because we have so much to talk about. I want to remind everyone this weekend, another huge weekend of betting. So I want to invite everyone to join us on the Lombardi line this weekend. It will be from 10 a.m. Eastern time up until noon on Saturday, talking college football. But also we have a ton of college basketball to talk about. On Sunday, be our big NFL day, 10 a.m. to noon again. So if you are around, get to VEASAN.com. It'll be live streamed there. If you're in New England like me, we'll be live streaming on Nesson or Marquee in Chicago. But we have a lot to get to and a huge weekend ahead, guys. So I can't wait to talk about it. But first off, guys, pretty successful opening day of college basketball. So number one, I want to give a shout out to San Diego State. Those Aztecs, baby. Boy, did they battle for us. Kind of a big blowout win there. That was the first big contrarian play of the season. And I think we can take a lot from that. Number one, going contrarian isn't just about, you know, betting against the public. You know, you got to do it in heavily bet sports and heavily bet situations. You hear me talk about this all the time. And I have a chapter in my book about going contrarian and one on college basketball. But it was really that San Diego State game that I really liked for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was a late night game when everyone's going to be watching it. It's live. It's nationally televised. It's on ESPN. So number one, when you go contrarian, you want to focus on those heavily bet games, the games that are on TV. That's the first thing you always ask yourself. If a game is on TV, automatically, I see some contrarian value there as long as we have some lopsided percentages and the public's loading up on one side. Because public's just going to bet based on bias. And remember, that game two nights ago with San Diego State, UCLA was ranked 22nd. San Diego State was unranked. So a primetime game, everyone's just going to look at that number 22 against next to UCLA and in no number whatsoever next to San Diego State. automatically on a short spread, take UCLA, bigger name team, ranked team. So that's a great betting against the public opportunity. What I really liked about San Diego State is not only were they contrarian, unranked versus ranked at home, but also kind of a line freeze. You know, that was 3.5 down to 3. Even some reverse line movement there, moving towards San Diego State. And again, KenPom. I think a few of you guys texted me and you said, man, I'm now a believer in KenPom. And let me tell you, it will make your college capping so much more fun because it's just so incredible here. But KenPom had San Diego State winning by 1, and everyone and their mother was on UCLA. So KenPom is spot on, another great resource to use. And then also, of course, you got to get our betting guide. Our betting guide has already been really just spot on here with a lot of early plays and game breakdowns and team breakdowns. So make sure you go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You'll get our betting guide, College Hoops, 452 pages, $10. Or you can become a member and get everything we do, every Points Spread Weekly, every betting guide, the college guide, the best bet emails sent to your inbox throughout the day. And I gotta give a guy my shout out to Michael Lombardi, my buddy, my guy, because we were both on Washington yesterday. I was on the Lions. They didn't come through. Just so many turnovers. Just pathetic Lions as usual. But how about that Washington football team? I gotta call them their right name. The Washington football team. That was just massive, guys. And that really checked off so many boxes. And if you remember, you would have gotten Lombardi's best bet early afternoon saying that play. And we loved about Washington yesterday. Say it with me. Road divisional dogs. Road divisional dogs, baby. Short road dogs. We now have divisional dogs 32 and 24 ATS, 57% this year. Short road dogs plus 6 or less, 40 and 24, 63% this year. And what we liked about Washington is that plus 3 down to plus 2.5. Everybody betting Dallas, line moved to Washington, contrarian heavily bet game, divisional dog on the road, short road dog 6 or less, boom tower, got Washington. So that best bet email, when Lombardi sends out Washington, that would come right to your inbox, and you would also get access to all of our programming, so you could rewatch all the shows that we do. But all that is included if you want to become a member. VSiN.com/subscribe, 10-day free trial, then go monthly, yearly football special till the Super Bowl, only $100, whatever you want to do. But it is so worth it, and this is really just the best time of year to get down on these games. But we have so much to talk about, guys. So just finishing up housekeeping here. Make sure you get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. We do a fantastic job of just tweeting out every 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a video of a great guest or a host, you know, breaking down games, talking about games. So make sure you're on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. You can also follow me at Josh_insights. You can always direct message me anytime. You can always email me as well. I'm always here to help. And I know I got a lot of emails to reply to because I was just hanging out with a GF doing our first Thanksgiving together. And I saw a lot of direct messages. I'll get to all of them. So I will not leave you hanging. I pride myself on helping out as many people as I can. So you can always DM me at Josh_insights on Twitter or email me. You can always email me, josh@vsiN.com. So question about a game, a philosophy, anything we talk about on the pod, suggestions, questions, comments. If you got booted from 5 dimes, got to be referred to a new book, let me know. I will help you out. But whatever it may be, my job at VSiN is to help you read the market, help you make smart bets, offer some betting education tips along the way, and hopefully help you guys win some plays and make sports betting more fun when you win. Isn't that the case? But as we mentioned, guys, let's get after it. So I want to start off with a little college football because today's a crazy day. It's a great day. And I'm a little jealous. My girlfriend's got the day off here. But I'm working. I'm grinding. And we got a lot of games to get down on. And actually, she wants to get the tree today. So that was another consolation. I got to go get the tree. We don't have many ornaments. So I don't know what I'll put up there. Maybe I'll put some tickets that I've cashed up on the tree. What do you guys think? But we got to get that going. But we have so many games today, you guys. So much to talk about. So let's hit on it all right now. So first off, I want to talk about, with college football, a lot of games today. So we had a couple postponements, but on the board here, we got 9 so far. First one I want to talk about was Iowa State and Texas. This is your early game. So I'm liking about this Iowa State-Texas game. Both good teams, Iowa 6-2, Texas 5-2. You have two Big 12 rivals here, guys. But I want to mention kind of just this line move here. I love this line move toward Iowa State. This is a very sharp play moving toward Iowa State. You actually saw Texas at home open up around -2, and the public is split down the middle. They don't know who to take. Two good teams, they're slightly leaning here toward Texas. Yet we've seen this flip, dog to favorite. Iowa State is now -1.5. They're getting steamed as we speak. Some late money pouring in on Iowa State. So this was in the newsletter this morning, VSiN.com/newsletter. It's free. If you jumped on the newsletter, you probably would have got a plus one and a half or a plus one. Now it's flipped, which is a good thing. It means sharp money's still coming in on the Cyclones here. So first play of the day for me is I took Iowa State plus one and a half, but I would go money line now at this point. You can get money line around minus 120. Really sharp move there toward Iowa State, a dog to a favorite. Next one that caught my eye was Iowa and Nebraska. The total on this one, guys, this was intriguing to me because if you look at this spot here, we saw a pretty good move here to the total. So this total opened up around 51.5, 52.5. It is now up to 53, 53.5. So I've seen quite a bit of money here come in and hit this over. You've seen some steam really push this up. I look at these two teams so far. You have Nebraska coming off a loss to Illinois. And then you have Iowa, who's just been rolling here, rolled against Penn State. 41-21 in the last game. I remember that one because that was Sharp's attack to Penn State, and the ghost of Joe Pa let me down on that one. But pretty good move there to the over in Nebraska and Iowa. Keep cruising. Here's another over if you want to sweat an over. Looking at Notre Dame and North Carolina. This is a pretty big move here, both pro and Joe. Maybe a high-scoring game in this one. Total open up at 67. It is now up to 69. Some books are even creeping up to 70. So this is going to be kind of a, and again, overs have done pretty well this year in college football. They're around 52%. My record for overs in college football is 203 and 185 with 9 pushes. So a little bit more than 52%. But a lot of money coming in here. It's going to be a great day, about 55, 60 degrees. No wind, partly cloudy, great football weather. So if you're rooting for points here, we know North Carolina can put them up there. So can Notre Dame. So let's get both teams into the high 30s. What do you say? A little over in North Carolina. Next one, Stanford and California. I'm really loving this play here towards Stanford. This is one of my favorite plays of the day. Stanford and Iowa State are really my top two because I just love this dog to favorite move here. You look at both these teams. They're both bad, obviously. They're both 0-2 straight up, 0-2 ATS. Have not performed well recently. Stanford is kind of coming off a quasi-bye in their last game against Washington State, postponed due to COVID. Both teams coming off losses. A bad loss for Stanford their last time out against Colorado. They were 9.5-point favorite. They lost by 3. What I like about this one, guys, this opened with Cal listed as a 2-point favorite at home. It's now completely flipped to Stanford minus 2. So a massive, massive line move here. And what I like both about Iowa State and Stanford is they're not huge public plays. It's split public betting. Public is down the middle. They don't know who to take. Yet we're seeing these big moves. So anytime you see even betting but a line move, you know, in a vacuum, a line shouldn't move at all if tickets are even, hypothetically. But you know that bigger money moves lines, wise guy money moves lines. And I think with that line move towards Stanford, dog to fave, we love our dog to fave system because it takes a lot of sharp action to flip a dog to a favorite, is now Stanford here. So that was another money line play for me. You can get them, I think I'm money line them around minus 120. They're around maybe minus 125 now. So you got to pay a little bit here, maybe minus 130, but a good move towards Stanford there late. And then last one, if you want to sweat your top contrarian play of the night with a little bit of sharp RLM here, the Oregon State Beavers. This is your 7:30 game. It's your late game. It's getting a ton of action across the board. It's going to be the most heavily bet game of the day because it's a primetime night game. And everyone's taking Oregon, guys. Oregon's getting more than 2/3 of bets. This line with Oregon, you know, they're undefeated, but they didn't cover their 18.5-point favorite against UCLA, barely won by 3 in that game. And you look at the Beavers coming off a win against Cal. I think we had the Beavers there, weren't they? +3 down to +1. Sharp move there to Oregon State winning straight up. But I like about this, guys, this is your top contrarian play of the night. And it's also got some smart money. Remember, when you're going contrarian, it's not enough to just bet against the public. You want that element of sharp action, of pro money, to let you know that you're on the sharp side of every play. So this line open, minus 14 Oregon, and this is Oregon on the road. It's Beavers at home. Minus 14 Oregon on the road. They're down to -13.5. I'm even seeing some 13s out there. So this line is moving toward Oregon State, even though majority of bets are heavy, heavy Oregon. So Oregon State plus the points. You would have loved to get a 14 there. Maybe you want to wait it out. Let's see if public betting late pushes it back up. Maybe you get a better number. But a lot of big money there coming in on Oregon State. And also a little bit, I saw a little, the funny thing with the total, it got bet up pretty good here. It was like 62 up to 65, and now at 65, you're starting to see a little buyback there on the under. So keep an eye on that, but that is a sharp Oregon State play there. We are flying, guys. We are flying through. So let's, real quick, I want to go through the NFL board, then we'll take our break. Then, what you all waited for, college hoops, because we got a big college hoops day. So just an update, looking at this weekend's plays. Vegas and Atlanta. I'm looking at Atlanta +3 at home. Vegas is playing great. You know, they're off that loss to the Chiefs, but they battled and covered. This line opened almost like a pick 'em. Immediately went to Vegas -3. And Atlanta is one of your top contrarian plays of the weekend. No one's taking Atlanta, and I just see them as an inflated +3 contrarian at home off a bad loss. Vegas off a good cover. So I'm looking at Atlanta +3 at home. Loving my New England Patriots. My Patriots are getting sharper and sharper as we speak. They're fighting for their playoff lives here, but everyone's on Arizona. Kyler Murray, Patriots suck. That's the public mantra here. But you saw Kyler Murray and Arizona Cardinals open -2.5. Everybody and their mother is on Arizona, more than 2/3 of bets. Line never got to 3. Tells me the books really did not want to go there. And now it's actually down to 2 or 1.5. So a lot of money coming in there on the Patriots. I did see Larry Fitzgerald. I think he'll be out here. He tested positive for COVID. But my Patriots getting the points there at home. Contrarian with big RLM. So keep an eye on the Pats in this one. And then keep on cruising a couple more. Tennessee Indy. This worries me. It's a bit of a public play, but it has a sharp line move. I am looking at Tennessee here. This open Colts -4.5, -4. It got down to 3.5. It's now down to 3. The -3 with the Colts is -120. So if you wait it out, I would really hold out for the hook here. But that is a Tennessee play. Even though it's public, it still is sharp because of the line move. It's a road division dog. It's also a short road dog +6 or less. A lot of system matches. And again, it's really tough to win both games in a division, go 2-0 against a divisional opponent. Remember, we cashed with Indy as a really, really, really sharp play on a Thursday night a couple weeks ago. Really, Indy came up huge and humiliated Tennessee. So I like this revenge spot with the line move. I'm also going to get the over in that one. Total open, like 49.5. It is now up to 51.5. So some big money there coming in on the over if you want to sweat an over Tennessee Indy. Keep cruising. Chargers and Buffalo. Still on the Chargers here, guys. This opened -6 Buffalo at home. It's now down to 5.5 or even 5. And I don't like that. What I do like is that everyone's on Buffalo. They're off a bye. Chargers suck, that sort of thing. But yet, all line movement has been toward the Chargers. So that would be a short road dog COVID move. Both of the road dog COVID move, or both of the road COVID moves covered yesterday. I was on Detroit +3, but you actually did see the Texans go -2.5 to -3. That would have been the road COVID move, line moving toward the road team. So that system is really doing well this year. If you add in both favorites and dogs, they are now 51-38 ATS, 57%. Just keep an eye on that. But then you look at the total in this one, possibly a higher scoring game. It's open around 51, 52. It's up to 53 with Buffalo and the Chargers. Both those teams are really good to the over. And then keep on cruising. San Fran. We hit the nail on the head with this one. Hopefully you're able to get a 7.5 or 7. That's down to 6.5. The Rams were -7, got down to 6.5, then shot up to 7.5, now back down to 6.5. So that's a sharp play to the San Francisco 49ers. What I like about that one is it's the ultimate rest versus tired, where San Fran is off a bye, Rams are off a short week, San Fran looking bad, Rams looking good, ultimate buy low, sell high rest. And the last two times we've seen this happen, where one team's off a bye, the other team's on a short week, that team off a bye won and covered. I don't expect those Niners to win this game. That would be great if they did, but I like getting the points here in a divisional game. We saw the Cowboys do this to the Vikings off a bye, Vikings short week. And then a couple weeks ago was the Rams and, or maybe a month ago, Rams and Dolphins, where Rams are off a short week, Dolphins are off a bye. So I love that rest versus tired spot. KC and Tampa Bay, you know I'm on Tampa Bay in this one. This is one of your top contrarian plays of the week. I wish this was your Sunday night game. It's ridiculous. Chicago Green Bay is going to be your Sunday night game. They should flex this one. But big majority on KC here. KC opened -3. KC immediately at -3 got hit. Moved them up to 3.5. But everyone's on KC, and now the 3.5 is being juiced up toward Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay +3.5, -115, -120. Tells me it's going to come back down to 3. So KC's great. Don't get me wrong. But this is just a spot play. This is a good team like Tampa Bay, even though they've had their struggles, off a bad game, at home, getting the hook in a buy-low opportunity spot here, in a heavily bet spot. So I'm going Tampa Bay there. And then we'll talk more. I'll be back on Monday for the pod, but You know I'm loving them Eagles, baby. Those Eagles. Did anyone get the Eagles at 6, 5.5? They really didn't get to 6. But this was Seattle, you know, depending on where you're looking. Some were like -3, but I think their true opener was like 5.5. 5.5. Got up to 5.5. Now down to 5. Again, one of the most lopsided plays you'll ever see. Almost 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 bets on Seattle. Yeah, line coming back to Philly. Also keep an eye out for the under there. I've seen that under fall a little bit, 52 down to 50 on a Monday night. But primetime dog, primetime under, both with Philly in the under there. I can't wait to sweat Philly. I really love these disgusting games back in a team that's playing terrible against the big powerhouse. But you got a system, you got a contrarian play. It is as good as it gets there with Philly. So I can't wait to sweat Philly Monday night. But there you have it, guys. For all further analysis, of course, tune into the Lombardi Line this weekend. But we are going to take a very, very short break. And when we get back, it is the new, most fun part of the podcast. Running the board, talking college hoops, baby. College hoops is back. Who's excited? I love it. And I love afternoon games. It sweats on sweats. It's as good as it gets, guys. But stick with us for the second half of the pod. We'll be talking college hoops with a loaded slate today. On the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your host, the guy you sweat games with, track sharp lines with, sit around the virtual bar and cash tickets with, your buddy Josh Applebaum. We'll be right back, guys. Stick with us.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, everyone, thank you for sticking around. So we, on this big Fade the Public Friday, getting back into it after a big turkey day. And by the way, who had a big meal and then laid on the couch and watched sports and then went for seconds? That is definitely me last night. And also watched some Home Alone. So Home Alone 1 and 2 with the GF, she loved it. I guess that's the only consolation with Ravens and Steelers getting postponed there. But with that being said, guys, let's talk some college basketball. So real quick, I didn't see you guys yesterday. Hope you had a great holiday here. But when we last talked on Wednesday, I was going through my list here. Remember we said we had 25 plays? The 25 plays that we talked about on the pod, We went 16-9. So that's pretty damn good for an opening day. Just running through some of these here, you know, big one was obviously San Diego State, but some totals came through for us. And even at a bad beat, Ball State and all my Ball State backers, they had that one in their back pocket and ended up losing that one on the money line. But overall, a great opening day, especially to the Drizzy Drake. My Drake, I don't even know what their mascot is, but Drake came up huge for us covering and winning that game, which was fantastic. But with that being said, let's talk college hoops for today because the grind never ends. And remember, with college hoops, the 13 tips we talked about, also with the leaning on KenPom, leaning on, and again, you know, KenPom to me, people have been asking me this, like they were blown away by how spot on he was with a lot of these games. And they're like, do you blindly just bet every KenPom play? No, don't do that. What you want to do is use the elements we look at, monitoring line movement, where's the public, where are the sharps, what systems do they match for us? But look for discrepancies. Like, I want the market to line up with KenPom is doing. If there's a huge discrepancy, let me say that again. I like discrepancies, but I want to make sure that, like, if there's a sharp play, it's toward, basically, I want things to be similar. I want to check off the boxes that I can. And if there's no discrepancy, you know, again, if it's a four-point game, line hasn't moved or whatever, and KenPom has it a four-point game, that's great, but you're really not seeing much of an edge there. So I guess what I'm saying is don't blindly bet every KenPom game. You know, use it as a resource. Don't make it your end-all, be-all, but know that he is pretty spot-on and we can use it to our advantage. The one thing I did want to add is talking about added games and extra games. You guys are going to deal with this, and I wanted to mention this earlier, but when you see added games, extra games, if you look at what we call the Vegas ID number, the NSS number, the rotation number, usually it's a three-digit number next to each game. So, for example, like I'm looking at Ohio and Illinois today. This is game 609-610. That's just a way to identify a game. You know, when you walk up to the window and you tell them what game you're on, 609-610, you know, Iowa, whatever, minus 15. That's not the, don't make that play. I'm just for an example. But there are these added games, extra games, which are basically small school games like Evansville, Prairie View, and Norfolk State, James Madison. You'll see that they usually have like a six-digit rotation number. So like Norfolk State, James Madison is 307-121, 307-122. So if you want to bet these games and you're betting, you know, in person, then you can just, you know, tell them the number. But if you're betting online like me, and you go to your college football or college basketball tab, you may not notice them. You may have to go to another tab that says added games or extra games. So just be aware of that. These small school games that get added late, you may have to search for them with another tab on your sports book, but they are there. Sometimes you have a search box too. You can just search, you know, Norfolk State, that sort of thing. And then also know that these added game extra games are sometimes perfect for reading line movement, because who's going to wake up today and bet Norfolk State, James Madison? They, you know, average Joe can't even find where to bet that on their sports book. So a lot of line movement you see in those small games is very, very meaningful, because it really it's only pros who have identified an edge on those games there. So that being said, let's run through some games today, guys. Big day. Let's keep the good vibes going here. So first game that I wanted to mention was Florida Atlantic and Jacksonville State. This is a regular game, not an added game, extra game. What I'm seeing here is some sharp money to Jacksonville State. This game opened -5 Florida Atlantic. It is now down to -3.5. So a little bit of a move there toward Jacksonville State. And also a little bit to the over. It was over 135 up to 134.5. Over 134. Yeah, it's over 134.5. KenPom has that as a total of 136. So a little bit of movement there coming in on Jacksonville State. Keep cruising. By the way, I'm only mentioning 1 o'clock games and on because I think the pod is going to come out right at noon. So whatever we talk about, it may be a little too late. Another one, this is your added game, extra game, Prairie View. I'm looking at Prairie View on the money line. This is a small game, but these moves are really meaningful in small games. Again, only pros are betting them. Prairie View open -1, they're up to -2.5 in a low bet game that only pros are targeting. So I'm looking at a money line opportunity there. Prairie View just win the damn game around -130 in that spot. Keep cruising. Looking at George Mason. So George Mason, to me, is kind of a sharp line freeze type play. It's kind of a heavily bet game. Big majority of bets here are betting on Belmont. But a lot of these books, some books open -2, but I think the true opener was 3.5. And it stayed 3.5 or even fallen to 3. And actually, Ken Pom has Belmont winning by one. So if you're getting 3.5 with George Mason, I saw a little bit of value there. Keep on cruising. The Dine, Pepperdine came up huge for us on Wednesday. Won that game pretty easily. But I'm looking at the Dine over in this game. The Dine are playing UCLA. It's total open 143. It's up to 145. And Ken Pom has it 146. So maybe some scoring in that one. Navy and Maryland, this is another over opportunity. This total open 134. It's up to 135. Ken Pom has this at 139. So that's a pretty good discrepancy. I saw some big money hit that over kind of immediately. 134.5 was the last sharp move with Maryland. May still be able to get that one, actually. UNC Wilmington against in NC Asheville. I think I took the bunch of us around the Wilmington under last game, went way over. Well, guess what? This is maybe get a little revenge here, but this is an overplay. This is a add-a-game extra game that is getting hammered with over money. Open 150, it's up to 154.5. So big money coming in there. You get a high-scoring game, that will be nice, the over. NC Asheville, Wilmington. Seton Hall in Louisville. I was looking at the over in this, or what was I looking at here? Yeah, the over in this one. So Seton Hall, Louisville. This one opened, it's actually falling a little bit. So here's a bit of a discrepancy play, actually. It's at 141. If you want to lay off it, I get it. But this was 143.5 down to 141. This is actually a good example here. It was 143 down to 141, Louisville Seton Hall. So it tells you there's some smart money there, right? Ken Pom has this at 144. So you're seeing kind of a four-point discrepancy there. Now that I look at it, you are seeing some more under money come in. So maybe that's a game you should lay off as a as an example. Market's telling you one thing. Ken Pom's got a different thing. I would lean overall to the market because sharp bettors know maybe everything Ken Pom knows and more. But that's what I'm talking about in terms of two different examples of sharp money under Louisville. Ken Pom says take the over. That's probably a good layoff opportunity. Here is a good good spot here looking toward, let's see what my next game is. Grambling, Arizona. If you want to sweat an over, this one looks pretty good. Grambling State, Arizona, open at 136. It's now up to 137-ish. Ken Pom has 138 in that one. So you've seen a little bit there to the Arizona over. Richmond and Morehead State, this is another over opportunity. And again, I'm not like specifically targeting overs. If anything, I lean unders with a lot of these neutral courts. This is just what the market is saying, guys. So I know probably you're like, man, we're betting a lot of overs. But to me, that's just at this point where the value lies. It's not like a preference one to the other. You always got to look at the board and just let it speak to you and see what's going on. Don't go in with any preconceived notions here. But this is a Richmond over. I like this one a lot. This is Richmond and Morehead State. Total open 142. It's up to 143.5. Ken Pom has 145. So a little bit of a discrepancy there. Here's an under, though. San Diego State, Cal Irvine. This was 135 down to 133. So you actually have majority of bets there on the over, and the total is falling. I saw a sharp move come in. Last one was under 134. So a little bit of money there to the San Diego State under. This is a spread play, NC Greensboro. Digging NC Greensboro. They open at -2.5. They're up to -4.5. So you're not getting the best number here. Somewhere -3 to -4.5. But any book with a 4, I still think there's value there. Ken Pom has them winning by 4. But I think the Pepperdine game, Ken Pom had them winning by 3. Maybe we got a -2, something like that. They ended up rolling. So I still think there's some value there with NC Greensboro. Hopefully they can roll on that one. This is maybe, or I think is going to be one of your top contrarian plays of the night. So when we talked about San Diego State the other night, this is tonight's San Diego State play, Kansas State. They are at home against Colorado. Colorado is getting 2/3 of bets, if not more. This is an 8:30 game, prime time, heavily bet. Everyone's betting Colorado here. Yet, we've seen Colorado open -6, and Colorado is now down to -5.5 or -5 across the market. So if you can get a 5.5, shop for the best line. Another important thing betting college hoops or any other sport, make sure you have access to multiple books. But Kansas State, contrarian, heavily bet, prime time, 8:30 game. Sharp reverse line move, +6 down to +5.5 or +5. So I'm looking at K-State plus the points. And then also digging the over in this one. This one went from 133.5 to 134.5. KenPom has 136 in that one. So keep an eye on that. And then if you want to sweat a disgusting over, Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a 34-point favorite, 34.5-point favorite. But this total did open 126.5. It is now up to 127.5. So it's risen a point. It's a added game, extra game. In a lot of big money's moving this over. KenPom has 129 here. So if you still can get over 127, I see a 127 out there. Good, a little bit of value there to the over in that one. So with that being said, we just flew through the board, guys. Let me just see if I'm missing anything. I don't know if this is going to get out in time. James Madison is getting some money. James Madison is at home against Norfolk State. That was a, man, that was -1 James Madison. It's all the way up to -4.5. That's an added game, extra game. So some money coming in there. Toledo Xavier's getting a little under money, 139.5 down to 138. Actually bet Xavier Bradley over the other day, and they didn't score any points. If Linda's listening, I'm sorry, Linda. We ran that over, and that didn't even come close. And then anything else? I think that's about it. I'm just seeing if I'm missing anything. A little bit toward the Ohio-Illinois under. That was 144.5. Looks like it's down to 143. But I think the key here, guys, is once you kind of get your model, your blueprint, I think these games will get a lot easier to diagnose on your own. Because remember, we're looking at these games, like right now in Boston, it's 11:30 a.m. So it's important to look at these late moves, do your research. You know, if you're really dedicated, what I would do is have a notebook. This is kind of my style. I go through every single game. I write down line moves that open my, that really jump out at me. What I'll do is I'll take my notebook and I'll put a line down the middle of it. On the left side, what I'll do is I will write down all the line moves for spreads and totals that are catching my eye. Then I'll go to KenPom and I will compare any discrepancies. Look for any overlap, look for any actionable situations. Like again, that San Diego State example where I love San Diego State, contrarian, reverse line move, most heavily bet game of the day, 3.5 down to 3. KenPom has San Diego State winning by 1. That's the sort of thing I look at. So I would first look at the market. I like looking at the market first because the market's going to tell you. Remember, we're betting into a sharp market. There's a lot of public. The public is the vast majority of bettors. 95 to 98% of bettors are what I would call public bettors. True professionals are like 2%. But they're the ones moving numbers. And they're the ones who have their own power ratings. They're the ones who know source plays. This player tested positive for COVID. This team is struggling. This team's missing their coach today. This kid, you know, had a bad breakfast burrito, whatever it may be. So let's line up what the sharps are looking at and moving numbers. And then, you know, basically layer that onto KenPom and look for discrepancies. That's kind of my my philosophy when it comes to looking for sharp action. So if you have time, get your notebook out. You know, if you have a laptop and a regular computer or an iPad, have one on the KenPom ratings, have one on your live odds, and then you'll see where you can find some overlap. That's just a suggestion there. But with that being said, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, guys. Anyone getting a tree? I think because of COVID this year, we all have the added bonus of celebrating the holidays earlier. I think that's kind of a thing. It's been a rough year. But I want to say one thing. What I'm thankful for, this year has been crazy. And I tell you what, guys, I started betting on sports in college. I started working in the sports betting industry in 2011. At that time, I was 23 years old. That was my first job. And I had sports every single day, you know, for, 9 years. Then sports were taken away because of COVID, because of the virus. And I'm not going to lie to you, those months were tough. That March to July, you know, until baseball came back, it was rough. And what I'm thankful for, of course, is my family. Of course, is my friends, my health. That's all most paramount. What I'm thankful for is sports are back. I'm thankful that despite this global pandemic, we found a way to bring them back safely. And not to say there haven't been hiccups, not to say we haven't dealt with unforeseen postponements and cancellations and crazy line moves because guys are testing positive. I'm thankful that sports came back. But most of all, I'm thankful for you guys because I got to tell you what, sports betting, I try to say this in my book, it's hard. Anyone who thinks sports betting is easy, just get ready to realize what it's like. And you know, I'm really proud of the community we've created. I'm proud that I can put this out every single, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, and we can talk about games. And I'm thankful that you guys tune in and you listen. Hopefully, you've become a sharper better by listening to the pod. I want to give one quick shout out to a tweet that I got that really, really made my day. So I got to give a shout out to my guy, Jason Heron. Jason Heron, if you're listening, congratulations. I retweeted this, but Jason Heron tweeted, "As I sit here doing my work for week 12, I'm reminded of those like you I need to thank. From the book to the daily pod on Beeson Live, thank you, bud. Hashtag dogs are barking. Next drink is on me." And then he's got a picture with Derek Stevens at Circa where my guy Jason Heron won, looks like $71,750 in the NFL, the Pick'em League or the Survivor or whatever it is. But it's just stuff like that. I love cash and plays. I love making money. But it's when you guys cash that really, really makes me happy. And of course it's a grind. So there's ups, there's downs. I know, it's kind of like smooth sailing for months and months. Then we hit a tough stretch there. I think we're grinding back, especially with college here, but this is just a long-winded thing of saying, thank you to you, the listener. This pod would be nothing without you guys tuning in and listening and me sweating games with you guys. It means so much to me. So I'm thankful for you guys on this holiday. With that being said, it is now officially the holiday season. Once Home Alone is on TV, the holidays are coming up here. So if you enjoy the pod, if you made some money, if you're making smarter bets, if you're reading the market correctly, if you're beating the closing line, if you want to let me know you appreciate it and you're doing better, and you want to let me know that you are happy and like the way we break down games, do me one favor. Buy my book. Buy it for you or a friend or get it as a stocking stuffer. It's only $20 on Amazon. And I think it's great, especially if you want to learn more, support the pod, have a buddy or a friend or a relative in a newly legalized state, or just that square guy who really tries hard, but he just can't lay away from the chalk every single time. Get him my book. It would mean a lot to me, guys. And if you've already gotten it, thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart. You can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Amazon's probably the best way. Just it'll get sent right to you. Maybe a drone will drop it in your front porch. But you can buy the Everything Guide to Sports Betting on Amazon, and it would mean a lot to me, guys. With that being said, have an excellent weekend. Join us on the Lombardi Line. If you ever need anything from me, guys, you know I'm here on Twitter at Josh_insights or email josh@beeson.com. Stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, grind, 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 beat the closing number, and remember, there's ups and downs, but stay the course, think long term. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Stay sharp, stay contrarian. That's how you profit long term. So whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City with my guy TG, or maybe the Brook in New Hampshire, or maybe Twin River in Rhode Island, or maybe the beautiful Circa Stadium Swim with Mike Palm, the mayor, and Derek Stevens at Stadium Swim, sipping pina coladas around the pool, or maybe it's the good old South Point, or even if it's not at the sports book, you're going to walk into that bar. It's going to be a late game. Everyone's excited that college hoops are back. Everyone and their mother is sweating UCLA because they're ranked, because they're favored. They're going to blow out San Diego State. Hell no. You're just going to smile. You're going to order another adult beverage. You're going to get some more wings. Or you'll meet me at the window and we'll both smile as we show each other our San Diego State bet. Aztecs, baby. Boy, was that beautiful. But good luck. Thank you all. I love you guys. And we'll be back at it this weekend, back on the pot on Monday. Have a safe, healthy, prosperous, awesome weekend. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And get ready for the holidays here, guys, because it's going to be a great stretch here, especially when you get bowl games coming up. But have a great weekend, and thank you all. Good luck. Stay sharp, stay contrarian, and keep grinding, guys. Have a great weekend.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.